Gustavo, muchas gracias por este enlace. ¿Y por qué no cerramos los ojos, Gustavo, y nos acordamos qué pasaba hace 12 años?
Colombia vive esta semana, después de la exitosa Cumbre de las Américas, otra cumbre, una cumbre musical. Con mi compañero de tantas mañanas y uno de los hombres precisamente que está en la mesa de trabajo de nuestros colegas y hermanos de la cadena básica, pero sobre todo un gran conocedor de la vida de nuestro invitado, me acompaña. Me refiero a Gustavo Gómez, a quienes ustedes escuchan todas las mañanas en esta misma frecuencia. Gustavo, bienvenido y gracias por permitirme compartir con usted.
Es un placer y es un honor estar con usted, Julio, y con nuestro invitado del día de hoy.
Sir Paul, bienvenido.
Hey, Julio.
Hey, Sir Paul, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Very exciting, and thank you very much for your time. And first of all, I want to say to you, thank you for coming to our country.
I'm excited, man.
Quiero, Andrés, que le presente a Gustavo Gómez, quien será nuestro compañero de entrevista.
And here with us as well is our colleague. He's Gustavo Gómez, great fan of yours, great admirer, knows a lot about the history of you.
And a great journalist.
And a great journalist as well, of course.
Sir Paul, it's a pleasure having
hey,
you.
Hey, Gustavo. ¿Cómo estás?
Bien, yes. Señor.
Ya, yes, muy bien.
Tres conejos en un árbol.
Sí, tocando el tambor.
Sir Paul, déjeme comenzar contándole que la revista Newsweek está circulando con una bellísima portada en blanco y negro de los Beatles. Reza 50 años desde que la música empezó. ¿Qué pasaba en su mente hace 50 años? ¿Qué pensaban de la vida usted y los Beatles de ese entonces?
Well, you know, I mean, we were just young kids and we loved music and we just wanted to be a success locally. And it turned out to be globally. You know, so we were just loving what we were doing. We loved playing with each other. We loved writing songs, loved making records, loved touring. So, and we didn't know where it would lead, you know. If you'd have told us then, say 50 years later, we were still going to be successful, we were going to be playing in Colombia and Bogota, I probably would have said no way. But yeah, you know, so it's great. We didn't dream of this amount of success, and nobody could have dreamt about how successful the Beatles would be. But it's beautiful, man. It's beautiful. We love it.
Ese es Paul McCartney, pero la historia con Paul McCartney tiene, además de esta relación fantástica que hicimos con Gustavo, tiene otro antecedente, y fue en Ciudad de México, hace más de 20 años. Escuchen.
Con ustedes, Sir Paul McCartney. Es un honor, es un verdadero placer estar con usted. Soy de Colombia. ¿Cuándo quiere ir a Colombia?
We're from Colombia.
Oh, great. Cool.
When are you going to Colombia?
When am I going? You know what? I don't know, but I look forward to going there. I hear it's a beautiful country. So I have no plans at the moment, but as soon as I can get there.
No sé. Sé que es un país lindo. Tan pronto pueda iré.
Cuénteme cómo es el DVD, el video de su tour.
I would like to start asking you about this tour. This is going to be a DVD of the tour.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
Okay, we have a DVD coming out on November 26th. And that is capturing the kind of magic that this tour has started to get. We thought we were doing an ordinary tour, but it turned out to be very special and very magic. We had a great time in America, and we've had an even better time, if it was possible, here in Mexico. So the DVD captures the music, the backstage, things like this.
Saldrá el 26 de noviembre, captura toda la magia de esta gira. Pensamos que sería una gira ordinaria, se volvió especial, mágica. Tuvimos un gran momento en América y va a ser aún mejor con lo vivido en México. El video incluye la música, lo que pasa detrás de la escena. Que
también yo voy a estar en el video.
And we have the DVD.
No, you were in it, but I told him to take you out.
Thank you, Sir Paul.
We don't want that guy. So it's that kind of thing, you know. It was filmed earlier in the year, or you would have been in it. But so it's great. It has all sorts of little backstage things, little intimate moments, as well as
recuerdos de Paul McCartney.